We are looking this morning at the financial health of hospitals and healthcare here in Western New York. Jeff Kelly joining me live with our partners at Investigative Post to look at the hospital situation in Western New York. Jeff, your headline, local healthcare providers are hemorrhaging money, says an awful lot.
It does. And I think it's true. It's a body blow to not just the hospitals, but to sort of the healthcare ecosystem financially, locally, but across the country. Hospitals run on pretty tight margins to begin with. A 3% margin is a really good year for a hospital nationwide. In Western New York, for decades, those margins have been much, much tighter than that. And there's a lot of reasons for it. Some of it has to do with the competition, longstanding competition between Collida and Catholic Health, which have kept prices low here and fairly affordable, although that sounds counterintuitive to say that compared to other regions, that's true. Both systems were expected to post losses in 2019. They've been on a sort of downward trend, and then this hits. And it's just catastrophic financially.
I mean, it's not just the coronavirus costs, but the lack of elective surgeries, right, and ER visits, which obviously brought in a lot of revenue.
That's the biggest thing, really. I mean, there's the costs, for sure. There's extra staffing. There's incredibly expensive and hard to get equipment. Hard to get means, of course, there are bidding wars going on. Mike Hughes at Collida Health told us that Collida is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, sometimes in a day, to equip the hospitals. But the real, you put your finger on it, the real damage is in lost revenue because really they've sort of cleared the decks waiting for the rush of patients, which, as we know, has begun. And that means giving up the things that pay hospital bills. That is the lucrative elective surgeries, knee and hip replacements, for example. Also emergency room visits, which are moneymakers for hospitals, and outpatient procedures, which are done often at clinics that have partnerships with hospitals or are wholly owned by hospitals. All these things, all of that's come to a standstill, which means there's no cash flow, not for hospitals and not for smaller private practices either.
So what happens here? I mean, you don't go under, right?
Well, some small practices might just go under, and some mid-sized practices. So the Federal CARES Act includes a sort of a lifeline to hospitals, $100 billion meant to reimburse hospitals for the expenses they've incurred dealing with the coronavirus crisis. And that includes lost revenues as well as those expenses we talked about, for personal protective gear and testing equipment and testing supplies and ventilators, if you can find them. But $100 billion is probably not enough for the hospitals. But it's possible that there will be a second round of stimulus that will include further support for the hospital systems across the country and locally. But that's not yet determined. As for smaller practices, if you're a little mom and pop medical practice, it's hard to see how you survive this because, a couple of weeks without revenue, that might put you out of business as surely as it might put out of business a restaurant or an automotive shop or what have you. There are small business loans that the CARES Act provides for that can cover payroll for a couple of months. That might buoy some small medical practices. But I talked to one guy from Buffalo Medical Group who told me that they're sort of in this in-between spot. They're too small to benefit from the lifeline thrown to hospitals, and they're too big to qualify for one of those small business loans to help pay to help cover payroll. So what he said is they're sort of right-sized to fail.
Wow. And if you think that healthcare is immune to the cuts that we're seeing elsewhere, it's not the case, right? Local doctors, they're seeing pay cuts and furloughs like everybody else.
A lot of the doctors are taking pay cuts, and they're furloughing staff. Lots and lots of staff are being laid off. It's painful. And, we're accustomed to thinking that this doctors live the good life, and they do. They earn a good living. They work hard. They earn a good living. But this is really going to be devastating for the health, the financial health of that ecosystem, that business ecosystem, and maybe that results in changes, long lasting changes that are to the benefit of the business and to the customers, to us, over time. But in the short run, it's going to be very painful.
Jeff, can you compare the hospital systems locally, where they stand financially, Kaleida, Catholic Health, and ECMC?
Yeah, so they're all run on a pretty tight margin. ECMC benefits from being a public benefit corporation, so it has a special relationship with Erie County. It gets a subsidy from Erie County. It's essentially a public institution. Public-private, but it's got this kind of support governmentally. Kaleida and Catholic Health, of course, are both private not-for-profits. Kaleida has had a relatively decent run of 5 years after some topsy-turvy times before that, but last year they expected to post a loss. They haven't reckoned those numbers yet, but 2019 they're going to have been in the red. They were hoping to break even this year. That's not happening. Catholic Health was in so much financial trouble last summer that they imposed a hiring freeze. And in 2018, they just barely got into the black, just a couple of $100,000 on like $1 billion in revenue. So that's how tight their margins are. That was sort of the downward trend for local healthcare institutions.
Wow. To use the word body blow, I think that really... puts it into perspective. Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff Kelly with Investigative Post. You can read more at investigativepost.org.